Our hearts be acceptable in your sight and further the work of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Really happy to be here with you to celebrate your 170th anniversary. And as I was looking into the history of Sutton, you people are pretty modest because all you do is talk about the clergy who've been here and not about the work. But I do know that it started out as a missionary venture here a long time ago. And that the first minister was Joseph Scott, and he's buried in Dunham, so I knew about him. I knew eventually he became an archdeacon. But when he first started ministering here, he was coming out of Brome. He wasn't living right here on this site. And I was looking at the distances. For a horse and buggy, it was a reasonable thing to have churches, this many churches close together, because it would take between 40 minutes and an hour to get between the two churches. So you'd see how the distribution would make sense in those days. Now it's a hop and a skip to get up to Callansville to get the specials. Or to go to your car dealer or to the hospital or see your doctor. Or to go back somewhere where they're still selling what you like to buy back in Brome or Sutton Junction or whatever it is. But here's a historic gathering of people. And I don't know if you people like to read Louise Penny's books, but I'm a great fan of her books and of Three Pines. And I know that Three Pines is kind of a mystery place that doesn't really exist, but at the same time, it's sort of a combination of a bunch of the best places around here. Is, you know, you might have figured out where you think it most fits. I know that they filmed one in Knowlton, one of their stories on TV. Not Knowlton, in Stanbridge East, because Stanbridge East is so small and compact, and then you can see across the square and all that. One of the things I like about the group of people who have followed through the books is that they're a community that works together. They sometimes mess up together as well. And they sometimes, one of them lets them down particularly. And then others come forward with great gifts and insights, and they're able to bring about the resolution of the story. I'm right in the middle of the latest one. I haven't had enough time to lose myself for a few more hours and finish it, because when I start, I sometimes don't sleep that night. But they're building a community that is growing in its sense of mission and vision. And if you've read the end of the latest book, don't tell me, because I hear there's some turns that I may not like. But as people who are baptized here and confirmed in this area and find themselves part of the group of people in God's swimming pool of the waters of baptism, we've got to get along with each other just much like you have to here in the townships. These are the neighbors. These are your fellow Christians. Now what are we going to do? In Montreal, there are so many churches so close together that some people just get up and go to the next one. They kind of do pick and mix. I'm going to go to that one for this, and that one for that, and that one for this, that one for that. Never really settling into a community and being part of its strength and witness. The gifts that each of you have, you may not always be aware of them, but others in the community are. And if you're aware of someone else's strengths and gifts, I hope you'll have the grace to tell them about it, to say, I really appreciate how you make this contribution in this community. I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I appreciate you being the one who says, what about that? I appreciate you being the one who says, surely there's a way to get involved here. And the letter to the Corinthians tells us to rid ourselves of all malice, envy, slander, insincerity, and guile. Well, those are good starts, aren't they? Because if you're living in the townships, you know the way words can wound people. You know how not saying something or how just saying, well, can add just a little drip of poison into a situation. Scripture says, if you have tasted that the Lord is good, then work on yourselves. There's some stuff you can do. Some of this is the grace and power of God working in you, but some of it is you tidying up your own spiritual garden You tidying up your own spiritual contributions in the community. You making sure that you stay connected to the source of love and grace and mercy. Because none of us is good and smart in and of ourselves. None of us. And all of us are called to be built into a community, a spiritual house, a special spiritual house. Now, in this world of individualism, all of us just want to be in charge of our own lives and not have anybody tell us what to do, not have too many obligations, and just feel free to do what we feel like when we feel like it. But we also know that there are community relationships and obligations and connections. And so it is in the body of Christ, that when we join ourselves together in the waters of baptism, we find ourselves next door to people we would not have chosen to be friends with. That happens with relations. And there's not much you can do about that. But when it comes to happening with friends, God has made everyone in this room God's friends. You are part of the puzzle of the kingdom of God in this place. And that may not always sit well with you, but it's what God has given us here. So I sometimes say to people who don't go to church, you need to come to team practice. You need to come to the practices if you want to be on the team. I know you can worship God in the woods. So what? You need to be at team practice because I'll tell you practice harder at church sometimes than you practice out during the week. That's where you encounter people you would not have chosen as your own friends. That's where you find yourself having to work alongside somebody who's different than you. And that's where you have the extraordinary ability that you know that this person who loves God and has given her life to Christ has been washed in the waters of baptism, is one of the stones in the building of God, that you have to find a way to work together. Scripture says that we have been called to be a holy priesthood, a people belonging to God, a holy nation, people who have a ministry and a purpose that is as unique, you might say, as the community of Three Pines. More unique than that. You have the unique ministry of the people of this area, of this congregation, of the extended congregations of others in our of our cousins who love the Lord and have desired to serve Christ. Many gifts, one baptism, one body. Once you hadn't received mercy, but now you have. So I'm going to say, if your mercy supply has run out, or you've got hard and crusty and bitchy, or maybe it only happens to me, then I'm going to suggest that you get back in front of the one who is the dispenser of mercy and grace. The gospel puts it a different way. It says if you stop being salty, you're in trouble. Because the purpose that you have is to add taste to the world around you, is to be the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has stopped being salty, it's not going to be so useful. So one of the calls you have as people in Sutton is to be people who add flavor to the community. Flavor that is Christ flavor. Flavor that is grace and mercy flavor. Flavor that is hope and healing and forgiveness flavor. A little bit of salt for the wound to soak out the poison. A little bit of salt for the stew. And you're doing some of that already. I know about your ministries. I know about your ecumenical work together, your hospitality, But there's more. As we bless this entire building and remember where God has ministered to us in different places, at the font, at the pulpit, later at the altar, may we re-engage ourselves to be people who are people of flavor and light, people whose source of the flavor and light is not our cleverness, but is the Lord. People who taste of mercy. When you meet somebody cranky in the grocery store, can you impart mercy to them? Can you impart love and grace? When you work together here, can you work as the body of Christ, knowing that it's an odd combination sometimes, but Christ has put you together? I asked him what your mission is. And he said that your mission really is to be grace, a people of grace. And I think that's wonderful. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the creativity of the Holy Spirit be always with you. Amen.